That's the spirit.
Peter Lynham.
With Peter Lynham.
Peter Lynham. Is that you, Peter Lynham?
It is indeed, yes.
Oh, good. I nearly got that wrong for a second. What's going on, mate?
Yep. So this morning I woke up and looked at my news online, as one does.
Sounds like you're startled. Were you startled?
This morning?
Well, yeah. I discovered that a college that I had visited, a theological college, so that's where you study sort of religion.
Okay.
A college that I knew in Nottingham in England was closing down, and this was one of the ones I thought was livelier and more interesting than the average college. And I was quite startled to read that. So I've been doing a bit of digging around. And what I've discovered is there's phenomenal change happening, not just in universities, but happening in places where you study religion as well.
Oh, yeah?
I'm
just wondering, do they study, like, the devil as well when they're there?
Yes, in some cases you'll get that, but they're mostly... Here's a bit of expert knowledge for you.
Okay. Well, that's why I've got you, mate.
Yeah. That. So demonology, which is the technical study of the demons and his work, will be usually linked to attempts to cast out the devil.
Okay. So it's all about getting rid of old mate.
Yes. So especially in Catholic colleges and Pentecostal colleges, there will be study about ways in which you can cast the devils out and purify houses and perform rituals.
Exorcisms.
Like this. Of course, let it be said, I was also listening to something on the ABC, the Australian Broadcast Corporation, today, which was a fascinating interview with a witch. She was arguing in a very interesting way that the great problem that witches have is to allow a kind of bit of purification of knowledge and to understand that the Christian way of approaching this kind of puts a black image over a very traditional craft.
Right. So witches aren't always baddies. They can be goodies.
Yes. Well, she approached witchcraft as a form of respect where you gained knowledge of the divine solely through nature and the natural order.
Right.
But she was living in the Caribbean, was struggling a bit with this because natural order isn't always very cheerful in the Caribbean at the moment. Anyway, to return to my subject,
sorry,
which
mate,
you tried so cleverly to disrupt the job.
Just bring the devil into it, eh? Just
precisely.
Up to his old tricks, the devil, trying to derail
everyone.
Yeah, that's
me.
He has agents everywhere. Yeah. But the theme that this was why are colleges that study theology closing? And the reason's pretty obvious, I suppose, that effectively there are relatively few professional positions, that's right, that you can get as a result of studying religion or theology. Really, you have to enter into one of the denomination's ministry if you want to do that. And in the past, say in New Zealand, there were some quite significant subsidies that were offered to some theological courses, but mostly that's been really severely cut because the government doesn't want to be seen to be backing too strongly any religious tradition.
Is there any courses that teach you how to start up your own religion? That would be so unhelpful, but I'm curious.
Yes, there have been courses, mostly though at not a degree level.
Pyramid schemes?
Sales. It's sales, basically.
In general, the trouble is that what you need is not a degree to start up a new religion. You probably need to be able to perform a few miracles.
And some charisma.
I think you need some charisma, you need some results, and you need some real believers.
A few kind of wayward people.
And possibly...
Maybe in changing between jobs or something, a little bit down on their luck.
Possibly martyrdom would help.
A few kind of gills.
Yes, I think you stand a better chance if your first leader is martyred or crucified.
Okay.
That's, of course, rather restrictive for the people who want to start a new religion.
So, Peter, just back to the theological colleges.
Yes.
So are they essentially training people to be priests or are people just going there to get...
How many are in New Zealand as well? Is it?
Historically, in New Zealand, there's about 15 of them.
Wow.
The biggest place where training goes on probably is the University of Otago, which has had a theology program since 1945.
Down by Christchurch.
Yeah. Dunedin, actually, University of Otago. Then the other very large one is Laidlaw College out of Henderson.
Laidlaw. Love it.
Yes.
Okay. They sound like Game of Thrones houses, eh? A little bit.
No. Laidlaw was the big sponsor of what was previously called the Bible College of New Zealand. And Laidlaw was the owner of the Farmers Trading Company originally.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, there was lots of money there.
Yeah.
And that's a large evangelical college, which, and, you know, most of these colleges don't just train ministers anymore. They train people in counseling. They train teachers.
Do you get like a, is it a belt system or how does it work? Do you get like a yellow belt?
They have degrees approved by NZQA.
Different road.
It's a little bit different
kind of
because mostly NZQA degrees and private colleges are teaching people, you know, hairdressing or business.
I keep thinking it's kind of like Harry Potter, but it's not, is it?
There is a little element of the Harry Potter college about some of these colleges, especially when people, if you need to be committed to a certain point of view before you go to that college, then that rather restricts, if you understand its appeal.
Mm. Can you come out of nowhere and join these colleges, or do they check your family out and make sure you're legit? What's the vibe?
So there's two types of colleges. There are those that are open to anybody.
Right, there you go. Okay.
And there are those that really have what we call a confessional requirement.
And this one that's closed that you were just talking about, that's probably the latter, but more...
Yes, precisely. So typically, the ones that are more open are more successful today and the more eclectic ones. But the other thing to note is that the styles of religion that people are interested in have changed a lot. And those colleges don't easily change with that change of interest.
Yeah. But also, what you study isn't always what you do. It's more just to show that you can do something hard out for a bit, and you get the, you know, you can stick it out and do it. You know, if you're actually trying to get a job out in the real world, the people that are hiring you just want to know that they can hang out with you. That's really the bottom line.
It's very true, and it's often been said by Pentecostal leaders.
Yeah.
That the best training to be a Pentecostal leader is probably a business studies course, not a theology or Bible course.
Right.
Because they're actually running a pretty big operation. It does seem amusing that they would think that was more important than studying God to know how to handle the money.
Yeah.
But the money's pretty serious.
But you'd end up with some pretty good morals, I reckon, if you went hard on one of those schools. Wouldn't you?
Well, presumably Hopefully. So, although there's been some dramatic slip-ups as well. I mean, one of the characteristic features of people going to theology colleges is that they change their views or discover sexuality in the course of their
That's got to be confusing.
And then it gets messy.
Far out, yeah.
And so that, for example, in Catholic colleges, there's often quite a high dropout rate because it's a seven-year process to train priesthood.
Do they let the sexes mix? Or is it like boys' school, girls' school?
Well,
I've got so many questions.
In the Catholic college, the current Catholic college is the Good Shepherd College, which is in Ponsonby Road. But it's about to merge, as from the beginning of next year, with a place that trains teachers for Catholic schools, teachers of religion for Catholic schools in Wellington. And so that new college will definitely have a mixture of females and males, and only a minority, in fact a very small minority, will be studying for the priesthood. And even in Good Shepherd College at the moment, probably only half of the students, and it's a small student body of about 40, about half of them are studying for the priesthood. And that's a huge seven-year training.
Whoa.
So you can understand that you know, there's a fair bit of pressure that happens. And especially for Catholics, finding that basically are very few Europeans who want to train as Catholic priests. And so what you end up is getting quite significant numbers of Filipinos, Vietnamese, Indians.
I was actually just going to ask.
Some of them come directly from Vietnam.
Is there similar schooling, like... Yeah, okay. So what do you study there, mostly sort of Western church systems? not, you know, like Pacific and stuff like that, or, you know, in New Zealand?
So, for, say if you take training for the Catholic priesthood,
yeah.
The Vatican defines what priests need to know.
Mm.
And so it's, in one sense, it's standardized, although obviously they can add additional subjects,
right.
But they've got to fulfill what's called the ratio, and the ratio is the list of required subjects, which mostly include Thomas Aquinas's philosophy and theology, defined 7 centuries ago.
All right.
So that, you know, ensures that Catholic priests are expert in moral casuistry, but not probably in contemporary life. Now, this is where the challenge comes, I think, for a lot of these traditional colleges, that they are trying to fulfill expectations of a previous generation.
Yes, right.
And then people, I mean, that doesn't actually help them with some of the challenges they're facing today.
For sure. It's
pretty strange. Yes.
It's interesting delving into that one. Thanks very much, Peter.
Hey, Peter, before we go, someone has just sent us a text with a total, like, a huge question, but it's always worth asking, which I think we're probably going to have to do next week, but I just wanted to put it to you, Peter.
God damn it,
someone's
John, what is
said,
it?
Why are we here?
Oh, far out, okay.
Why are we here?
So, the meaning of life.
Peter, do you want to have a go at that next week? Or?
Yeah. Love to tell you the meaning of life next week. I'll get it down to 42 words or something like that. Yeah.
What if I can't wait that long?
Yes, well, you can give me a private call. Out of, you know.
Thanks, mate.
So good. Hey, Peter Lynham, thank you very much. We'll speak to you next week.
You're welcome. Bye.